Queens. An 83-year-old woman survives an attempted armed burglary, her second such attack in 5 years. Cropover Events promoters have increased security costs to ensure a higher level of safety this year. The government is advancing plans for a special marine spatial plan, adopting a comprehensive and integrated approach to managing human activities within the ocean space. And at least 20 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike yesterday. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. An 83-year-old St. Michael resident has recounted a harrowing experience on Saturday night when she came face to face with a gunman at her home. The resident told Starcom Network News the incident happened just as she was about to relax before she went to bed.
I wasn't sleeping. I just lay down there watching the TV. I just heard the window push up, bang, you know. They push up the window. And I had a window push up, and when I turned, so because I was back in the window, when I turned to look at the window, that person had a gun and a pair of gloves on their hand. And I get up and I run inside and I holler in to call the people next door to let them know something happened to me, but nobody hear me. So I take up the phone and I call in the police, and the person saying, turn off the TV, turn off the TV. I ain't turn off the TV. I call the police.
She further said that she lives alone and she's not dependent upon anyone, questioning why anyone at this particular age and stage of her life would want to rob her.
But I ain't got nobody to live with me, but I was living here by myself these years and years and years, and it's only now that happening. I live here more than, when I come and live here, I was 25, and I'm 83. No, I just go and pay my bills and go to the doctor myself. I do everything myself, because even when I go to the doctor, they want to know if somebody come with me. I tell them no.
An 83-year-old lady recounted an incident on Saturday night. The government is advancing plans for a special marine plan, adopting a comprehensive integrated approach to managing human activities within the ocean space. Speaking this morning at the Caribbean Development Bank on the first day of the ecosystem accounts for marine spatial planning in Barbados, Director of the Coastal Zone Management Unit, Dr. Leo Brewster, emphasized that it is time for the island to fully understand the true value of its marine resources.
The marine spatial planning process requires an environmental accounting of the marine space, and we are setting a baseline through this process for the MSP. The marine spatial plan as a process is something that we are halfway through now. By September, we'll be halfway through the whole process with the actual MSP being finalized in 2027. But it is important for us to really and truly get an appreciation as to what the real value of the marine space is and how that contributes to the blue economy.
That's Director of the Coastal Zone Management Unit, Dr. Leo Brewster. While Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, expressed concern about the growing amount of plastic waste being pulled from Barbados' gullies. He was speaking this morning at the launch of the Every Bottle Back initiative, a new national campaign aimed at reducing plastic pollution and promoting recycling. As part of the project, eco bins will be placed across the island to give residents and visitors a convenient way to dispose of plastic bottles. Mr. Ford warned that plastics are doing long-term damage to the environment and is calling on Barbadians to make better use of the recycling bins being rolled out across the country.
We are saying by the year 2030 with these types of projects that we can get around 85%. And it's our goal to get close to 100% in terms of having those bottles returned, because we are seeing that plastics have, unfortunately, a deleterious effect on the environment. At least between 2 to 4 million plastics enter our oceans, destroying our reefs, fish stock as we know it. They can become part of our digestive system in a harmful way. We have had reason to be concerned, because at the start of the project, we were collecting 80 bags, and these are garbage bags, full per hour of garbage in our gullies, including plastics, including PET bottles. With a trust like this that ensure that we have the receptacles to put those plastics in, then these numbers, fortunate for us, will be reduced.
Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, in the Lunchtime Edition. Event promoters for Cropover 2025 have made a commitment to increase security and ensure patrons feel safe during the season. Director of 4D Entertainment and President of the Barbados Entertainment Association, Rudy Maloney, revealed that discussions have been held across the board to ensure security standards will be met.
All the event producers, we normally have a general discussion of what is happening in the industry, things that are affecting the industry, and think how we can make the industry better and safer. So this is ongoing conversation. We also have some of the conversations with National Culture Foundation. Over the years, we have been working in making sure that all of our patrons are safe. So this is something that is we take very seriously. 2025, we are even making more effort in securing the locations, making them comfortable for patrons, make sure we have adequate security for both private and police security.
Apart from security, there will be efforts made to ensure patrons receive value for money this Cropover.
There's a lot of energy around Cropover, and this, we have to make this happen. We have to make it continuous. We have to make sure that our artists producing good music, the patrons are getting value for the money and enjoying themselves. So it's out there. You know, we always say that the festival creates a lot of economic activity. So we are going to make sure all the event producers are going to make sure that people get a quality event and quality entertainment.
Director for 4D Entertainment and President of the Barbados Entertainment Association, Rudy Maloney. At least 20 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike that hit a popular seafront cafe frequently used by activists, journalists, and local residents in western Gaza. Hani Mahmoud has more.
The situation is catastrophic here as the Israeli military is intensifying its attacks targeting these buildings. These attacks resulted in displacing many Palestinians in this neighborhood. The worth mentioning is that this neighborhood is densely populated neighborhood where thousands of Palestinians live in this exact neighborhood. The situation is apocalyptic here. Civil defense forces trying to put the fire out amid the lack of equipment they have.
That's Al Jazeera's Hani Mahmoud. Recapping our top stories. An 83-year-old woman survives an attempted armed robbery, her second such attack in 5 years. Cropover event promoters have increased security costs to ensure a higher level of safety this year. The government is advancing plans for a special marine spatial plan, and at least 20 Palestinians killed in an Israeli airstrike. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.